One of the nation's most ferocious proponents of literacy testified yesterday on Capitol Hill. Theo the Lion reportedly raised his right paw and told a House Education Reform Subcommittee that Congress should continue to fund television programs like his.
Come and read between the lions.
Theo, his wife, and two cubs are the stars of the public television show Between the Lions. The program features puppets, music, animation, and an extensively researched curriculum to teach 4 to 7-year-olds how to read. Theo, with a little help from puppeteer Peter Linz, says Between the Lions is set in a typical library.
Well, I mean, it's typical except for the fact that it's run by a family of lions. Oh, yeah, and also we have a computer mouse that talks named Click. Click the mouse, and, oh, yeah, there's the Vowels, a singing group that only sings vowel sounds.
Who can help a cow move? Or a baby go goo? Who makes pigeons go coo? Yes, it's double O oo.
If they want to sing a consonant sound, they're joined by a lounge singer, Johnny Consonati, and, you know, it's aside from all that stuff, it's basically a typical library.
You have Gawain's World.
Gawain's Word, actually. That's right, where knights in shining armor charge together at high speed to make a word.
And now it's time for...
Gawain's Word! Gawain's Word!
Competing today we have Sir...
B...
and Sir Ow.
Ow!
Well done, dude!
B...
Ow!
Buh!
Ow!
Buh!
Ow!
Buh!
Ow!
Wow!
I think they call that blending, right, Judy Stoya, executive producer?
That would be called word blending.
Yeah, there we go.
What's the most challenging part of demonstrating on television reading?
Oh, I get awful hungry sometimes and have to take a little food break and get off track. Oh, I'm sorry. Judy, I think that's one for you.
Well, you know, whoever invented English wasn't doing it to make it easy. There's a very narrow window for kids to become proficient at reading. And it's kind of frightening. If a child doesn't crack the code by third grade, it's very unlikely that they will become proficient readers. So there's this tiny window of opportunity, and that's our target.
Welcome to Marmy's Poetry Corner. I'm Marmy. This is my corner. And this is Ms. Melissa Etheridge. She will read today's poem. Take it!
Thank you, Marmy. Wow, by Sarah Durkee. Ow, said the flower when the breeze brushed its face. That's how delicate it was.
There are various schools of thought on how to teach children to read, and they're passionate about this. You have the phonics crowd and the, you know, not phonics crowd, and you've avoided this by including them all, I think, haven't you?
Well, that's right. We spend a lot of time working with reading experts, and you're right. It's ferocious among some people. When you talk to teachers, what they say is, what makes sense is you have to teach phonics, and you also have to teach vocabulary and a love of reading and different genres. You have to do all sorts of things for a child to learn to read. So that's what our program does.
Well, what was kind of amazing is when our show was in development, you guys actually got all these different camps together and actually talk about, together in the same room, how to go about making a program that could actually teach kids to read, and at the same time, this is very important, be entertaining. Because, hey, if the show's not entertaining, who's going to watch it, right? I also do a character on the show called BB the King of Beasts. And I sing a lot of blues songs that address a lot of reading issues for kids. One of them is called Troubled by Letter Y. And it's a blues song that addresses the three sounds of Y. Y, E, and I. That's a tough one for kids.
Woke up this morning wondering why. Y can sometimes sound like yeah, and sometimes E or I, oh my. I'm troubled by a little Y. Y has got three different sounds. Yeah, E and I.
lions get the blues?
Oh, do we ever? Oh, yeah. I got another one where it's called I Love a Good Sad Book. Oh, that one always breaks me up.
The target age here is 4 to 7, so the kids don't always get your jokes. They're for the parents, right?
Sometimes some of the jokes are for their parents. Wink, wink.
What about funding? These are not the best times for funding.
No. Oh, now you know why lions sing the blues.
Right. Oh. Well, you know, we've had a combination of corporate funding and foundations, and that has worked for us. But we're at a moment where even though this program is hailed by teachers and parents as actually significantly helping kids learn to read, we're struggling for our future the way lots of programs are. But really, you know, this is the model, in my biased view, for what public television should be doing, which is a very educational, entertaining program that could never appear on any other outlet. It's very important for Congress and others to support programs like Between the Lions that are based on evidence of how children learn to read.
Well, good luck with Congress.
Oh, thank you.
You might have to explain the big words up there. Judith Stoya is the executive producer of public television's Between the Lions, which stars Theo the Lion and puppeteer Peter Linz.